206-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one on this Monday, June 1st, 2026 edition. Robert Chernin writing a letter to President Donald Trump. Finish the job in Iran. This is the part many people fail to understand and truly appreciate. A free Iran would fundamentally alter the global balance of power. Again, the Iranian people themselves are not America's enemy. In many ways, they themselves, the Iranian people, are the greatest victims under this regime. Millions of Iranians have spent decades living under repression, censorship, corruption, brutality, economic devastation, and fear. Imagine that. Living in your country, where you were born, where your parents perhaps most likely were born, grandparents, going back generations, all born in Iran. Born into this regime. Women beaten for refusing to comply. Students protesting, put in prison. Protesters during liberation events executed. Can you imagine that here in the United States of America? Freedom to assemble, freedom of speech, everything that we have in our First Amendment of our Constitution, where you go to a public protest rally and end up being shot, not arrested, killed. Entire generations robbed of their future that they should have inherited. Yet, despite all of this, the Iranian people continue to resist. Why? Because freedom matters. This reveals something very important. The regime is not strong. It's brutal. There is a difference. A truly legitimate government does not fear its women. It doesn't fear college students. It does not shut down the internet during protest rallies. And it surely does not execute dissenters in the street to maintain their power. The Iranian regime fears its own people because it understands that the world often forgets. The Iranian people remember what Iran once was and what it could become. Folks, you have 90 plus million people. Basically, about 25% of the United States population. 25%, a quarter of our country, with this rich history and all of the things that they, the Persian people, have provided to the world, and the oil and the waterways to be part of the global world economy. Economically, culturally, strategically. Iran could become a counterweight not only to the extremism in the Middle East, but also to China's long-term ambitions for global dominance. Iran could rejoin the civilized world not as a source of terrorism, but as one of the great contributors it once was and can be once again. President Trump, if he's able to expand the Abraham Accords, would be historic. They represent one of the most significant diplomatic realignments in modern Middle Eastern history. But they are not enough if the regime in Tehran remains standing. Because as long as the head of the snake survives, the poison continues spreading throughout the region. Iran has spent decades financing the very organizations designed to sabotage peace between Israel and its neighbors, because peace itself threatens the regime's survival narrative. Diplomatically, as far as national security and national world influence, the very weak Barack Hussein Obama gave them billions and billions of dollars of American cash. What did they do with the money? They absolutely used it to build these terrorist organizations in the Middle East. If you stop giving them money and you take care of the problem, Mr. President, a prosperous, integrated Iran would create a completely new modern Middle East, taking away this outdated revolutionary dictatorship surviving on fear, hatred, and perpetual conflict. This is why this moment demands clarity rather than caution. There will be voices urging restraint, voices warning about escalation, voices obsessing over polling numbers, stating that this is not the United States' best interest. Cable news, all of them talking about the upcoming midterm 2026 elections. There are always these issues during any point in history. But history does not remember leaders for protecting temporary political majorities. History remembers whether they rose to meet the defining moments of the time, when the stakes extended far beyond politics itself. And the truth is uncomfortable, but unavoidable. The consequences of not finishing the job may ultimately prove catastrophic. Because if the regime survives, future conflict is almost guaranteed. Maybe not next year, maybe not in 5 years, but eventually. Because the regime will rebuild. Their ambitions will return. Their proxies will regroup. Their nuclear pursuit will continue. And at some point in time, future generations will once again find itself confronting the same threat, perhaps even under more dangerous circumstances as we are right now, finding ourselves in. And again, asking why earlier leaders lacked the courage to deal with it permanently once and for all when they had a chance. Robert Tiernan says, Mr. President, this moment is bigger than politics. It's bigger than election cycles. it's bigger than partisan calculation. And it's definitely bigger than the current corporate mainstream news headlines. This is about whether the civilized world still possesses the confidence and moral clarity to confront the gathering threats before they become irreversible. For 47 years, the Iranian regime has shown the world exactly what it is. It's never hidden its intentions. It's never truly abandoned its ambitions. It has never honored its word for long because deception itself is embedded within the regime's survival strategy. I say, Mr. President, enough is enough. No more temporary fixes. No more strategic ambiguity. No more buying time for people who use every second of it to prepare for the next chaos and crisis. The world does not simply need the Straits of Hormuz reopened. It does not simply need uranium facilities destroyed. It needs the regime responsible for nearly a half a century of terrorism and instability to be removed from power once and for all. For Israel, for the Middle East, for the Iranian people, for the world's global stability, for the future balance of power, for the defense of freedom itself. Mr. President Donald J. Trump, for the sake of humanity, finish the job. Respectfully submitted, Robert Chernin. If you guys would like a link to this opinion piece, text me Iran. Iran. I'll send you the link. Share it, post it everywhere. Get it out there. President Trump has got to read this and finish the job. We'll wrap this up. My final thoughts on this. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Perry's on a mission. He's here. Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this first hour. Again, if you would like this opinion editorial letter to President Donald Trump from Robert Charon, text me Iran. This is going to be, without a doubt, a story that needs to be gotten out there. And the timing of it couldn't be better. Over the weekend, President Trump calling on a 60-day ceasefire, giving time for Iran to open up the Straits of Hormuz and negotiate. Folks, we're talking June and July. Now, with this news, came the drop in the price of a barrel of oil. Gas prices started to go down Saturday and Sunday. We've had reports. Someone texted me, I forgot who it was. Freddy's over there in Atlanta, Michigan, $3.99 a gallon. It's coming. But that's not enough. We need to get back to 250, 225, and we need to do it quickly. I filled up the truck at Costco Sunday night, actually afternoon, $138. It was out of gas, completely empty. 33 gallons, I believe. $138. You know, the thing of it is that people don't understand. Everyday working folks, this has been a huge tax burden on them. It's a tax. When I was pumping the gas, standing there and watching it get over $100, I said, you know what? It should have stopped by now. It should have been full. $100, $90. Yeah, that I can live with. $138? Well, I call it the Iran tax. what's going on right now in the Middle East. And the thing of it is, we don't even get our oil from Iran. Not one drop. So why is it causing our prices to go up so much? Well, bottom line is, oil is a global commodity. Once the global commodity stabilizes, our prices will start coming down. The question is, will it come down enough for this summer vacations? Heading into September, Labor Day weekend, when the kids go back to school, right before the ballots start going out for November's general election. 45 days before November 3rd, about middle of September. Late September, will the prices be down enough to make people feel like inflation is coming down? We shall see. I agree with Robert Chernin. This is a world event, folks. This is a world event. And it's President Trump with his advisors, I'm hoping and praying, have the spine, the backbone to demand that this regime goes away. Whatever forces need to be applied, it needs to be done. And I pray that the Iranian people and a leader that has the guts, the courage to stand up to this regime rises up and for once and for all get rid of this regime and take back their country. Some of the people in this other comments in this posting said they need to call it Persia. Get rid of the name Iran altogether. Go back to what it was decades, centuries ago. The Persian people. Restore their country, restore their traditions, restore their religions, restore everything back to the way it was before 1979. It's got to be done, folks. Because if President Trump is going to cave to political pressures for the upcoming midterm elections and end up with a deal that basically does not change in any way, shape, or form this regime from being in power, it's going to be for naught. And again, like Robert said, maybe not next year, maybe not 5 or 10 years from now, but it will come back. And you know who's going to have to deal with it? Our children, our grandchildren, perhaps our great-grandchildren. Finish the job, Mr. President. Pre-tripped, going to Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with